A small amount of lime added to a brick mix makes a lot of difference to the brick's durability. They've now got tests and to test for durability. And I suppose even when you're making your own bricks, it's worthwhile, if you can, to make a durable brick. The reason for durability is pretty obvious. It means that you don't have to have a wide veranda if you don't want to. You can have flush eaves. And also, if the wall's going to get a lot of weather on it, it'll stand up to it, and you don't have to rely on some sort of covering render or perhaps a silicon application to protect the wall from erosion. The other thing lime's good for is on the outside of your wall, in what's called a mud render. If you make it a mud render with lime, that is also durable. And for some reason, if the bricks and the mortar have got lime in them, the render adheres to that and sort of welds itself onto the wall. It seems that with earth building, lime seems to be very compatible with earth building. Now, some people start to get tempted by the cement bag. Everything tells us that cement is for making concrete. It makes things hard and brittle. So really, it's been well proved that it doesn't work so well with mud or with earth, whereas lime is flexible and it works in tandem and in concert with earth building. So leave the cement out. If you're going to use something that will assist you for durability, add some lime. Lime was used before they got onto the idea of cement for mortar, and a lot of the old houses have just got straight lime mortar. For some reason, we thought that cement was going to be better. But the interesting thing about lime mortars is they allow for some sort of elasticity. You don't need expansion joints when you've got lime in your mortar, because the building can actually move. It depends. We're only talking small amounts, but there is a capacity for the building to move. I've talked to old plasterers that used to do the hard plastering. Lime was used much more extensive in early building, and because of an absence of cement. And even now, I notice they've changed the mortar mix for brick veneer houses, and now they're suggesting that people put some lime in the mortar. For years, bricklayers just used cement, but now they're finding brittleness, hardness and brittleness, and no flexibility that you get with cement is not necessarily a good thing. The quantities we're using it, like I said, less than 1%, and in your mortar it's about 8 to 1. It's a pretty benign sort of additive to get the results you want. And presumably lime is probably less manufactured than some of these other products. And certainly when you start looking at silicon applications for the outside of your home, lime's a far more natural alternative.